I want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and alongside Golfer Gal, we have a great show for you this week. I want to bring on Golfer Gal right away here to tell you all about what we got coming up, because we have a show packed with information.
Yes, we definitely do. We have a really great show for everybody this week, and it really came about because a lot of people on our forum were asking questions about GPS and rangefinders, and they wanted to get more information on different types of distance measuring devices. So we decided that we would bring on an expert for everybody, and we couldn't think of a better company to contact than Bushnell.
Well, I think it kind of made the most sense, being that they're one of the few that actually makes both.
Yes, absolutely. They make both, but at the same time, and we'll discuss this in a little bit, they are pretty much the number one.
Yeah, in my eyes anyway, and their rangefinder is obviously the most used on tour. So without further ado, let's bring on John.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us today.
Why don't we get right to it with the questions? And the first one is, there are a lot of claims from just about every brand out there that their rangefinder is the number one used on tour. Yet, according to the stats, when we look it up in the market share, Bushnell seems to be the number one unit used by the tour players. What is it that separates Bushnell from the others out there and makes it so commonly used on tour?
That's a great question, and really, if you go ahead and look at the Darrell survey, you'll see that Bushnell is the overwhelming choice of over 90% of the PGA Tour players. And, and when you look at the Darrell survey, you don't see that in any other category. The Tour pros disagree on so many different things, clubs, shoes, balls, but 90% of the PGA Tour pros are using Bushnell. And the main reason why is accuracy. The Tour pros can hit their shots within, you know, 1 or 2 yards of their target distance. And a laser is the only product that gives you that, you know, plus or minus 1 yard accuracy. And a Bushnell laser is the most accurate of the lasers. When you compare Bushnell to some of the other lasers out there, they'll get 1 to 5 yards off sometimes. Bushnell is always plus or minus 1 yard. The other thing that separates Bushnell is reliability. The Bushnell products last for a long time, and they have the best warranty on the market. 2-year limited liability warranty. So if you ever have a problem with a Bushnell, you get taken care of right away. But the number one reason why tour pros use Bushnell is for the accuracy.
I wish I could be as accurate as the guys on tour. I can't imagine being within 1 and 2 yards of where I want the ball to be.
It is amazing they can do that, but that's so important for them. And really, it's up to the caddy to give the correct distance, and the caddy will lose his job if he doesn't give the right distance. The other reason that Bushnell is so popular on the PGA Tour is it can hit any object on any course. And tour players, they want to know distances to all kinds of different objects. Maybe it's the bunker, which is, you know, maybe we all want to know, but it's trees, it's this little hump on the fairway. It's all these different things. And the Bushnell 1600, which is the one that is so prevalent on the PGA Tour, that will give you distances to any object up to 1,600 yards and to a flag to up to 400 yards. So they can hit any object they want and really map out a course and create a game plan.
Well, it's very important for me to be able to have a flag 400 yards away, because that's 3 shots for me. So.
Yeah, you need to know that distance.
I think that's so amazing. You know, I see it all the time when we go to the practice rounds of the tournaments. I always see the Bushnell rangefinders on the bags of all the tour players, and they're out there for hours mapping out each hole.
I'll tell you what's interesting, and I won't mention any names of players or companies, but there are some companies that have their own lasers, and some of their tour players, their staff players, actually use Bushnell. You'll see an advertisement in a magazine, and this goes to GPS as well. You'll see advertisement for GPS or other laser rangefinder companies, and they'll have that player's picture. But when you go to the tour event and you go to the practice round, they're actually using a Bushnell laser. And the main reason why is, even though they're getting the endorsement money, they can't have the wrong yardages. Everything's got to be correct. So that's a real interesting little thing. Like you said, when you go to a tour event, you see the real story.
Yeah, absolutely.
It wouldn't exactly be hard to figure out which company we're referring to based on how many companies make rangefinders.
Well, that, but also GPS units as well. You'll see that as well. You know, you'll see. It is truly amazing to see these players that say they endorse certain products, and you go out there and they're using Bushnell. So it's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Speaking of the Bushnell products, this year at the PGA Show, we shot an exclusive video about the Patriot Pack. Can you give us a little more information about the Patriot Pack and what it means?
Sure. The Patriot Pack is a product that's near and dear to my heart. It's kind of a long story, and it starts with a guy named Captain Dan Rooney. He's a PGA professional. He's a PGA member, and then he also flies F-16 fighter jets in the reserves. So Dan, to make a long story long, Dan noticed that there was really no help for people's families who were getting killed or wounded in Iraq or Afghanistan. And so he wanted to do something to help those families. So he started a foundation called the Folds of Honor Foundation. And if you go to foldsofhonorfoundation.org, you can see all kinds of information about it. Actually, it's foldsofhonor.org. And what you'll see is that they are giving scholarships to families that have lost or been injured, their mother or father, in combat. And it's really neat. They've given out, I think, over 1,000 scholarships now, and they're doing it through golf. And so Bushnell partnered with Dan. We created something called the Patriot Pack. And what it is, every time you buy the Patriot Pack, proceeds from the profits will go to his foundation. And the Patriot Pack is our real popular Tour V2 model, which is the handheld model that kind of fits in your pocket. And then you also get $50 worth of extra free accessories. So you get extra batteries, and you get a little skins to protect it. And one of the skins has the stars and stripes and a Patriot Golf Day logo. The other way to support the Folds of Honor Foundation is on during Patriot Golf Day, which is Labor Day weekend, you can donate $1 from your green fee, or your club can donate for you to that foundation. And that was the original way that they started to create funds and money for their scholarships.
That's wonderful.
That truly is a wonderful story.
It really is. And it's one of those things where it doesn't matter if you're for a war or against a war or anything like that. This has nothing to do with your politics. This has to do with helping people who are fighting for our country and working for our country when they either return wounded or if they don't return at all, helping their families get college scholarships. And the stories are so heartwarming and heart, you know, breaking as well, but to help these families. And what's really neat is Dan has a saying. He says, you know, you have to tell your family that, hey, I can't mow the yard this weekend. My country needs me. You need to go play golf and donate some money from your round to help that foundation.
Did you hear that, Golfer Gal?
I did, yes. So that means that you're definitely playing golf tomorrow, huh?
That's correct.
Yeah. Another question that we had was rangefinders or GPS? It's a really hot topic on our forum right now. And since Bushnell has both, what do you think the average golfer should look for, like the pros and the cons for each unit?
Sure. I think, first of all, you know, let's decide, do you want to go Bushnell or do you want to go laser? And I can't even help myself. I was going to say Bushnell laser. Do you want to go laser or GPS? And really, I think it boils down to lasers are for the people that don't want to mess with a lot of downloading of stuff on computers. You want to be able to use it at any course, hit any object, and you need that nice accuracy. So anybody under a 10 handicap, for sure, I would say you need a laser. If you want to go GPS, you're probably the type where you don't have to have exact yardages, and you like to have a map of the course. You like to be able to see those little maps on the screen. Maybe you're not quite a scratch golfer or anything like that, but you just want to have general ideas and you know, have general maps of the course. I think when you're looking at the units in specific, what do you want to have and, you know, what do you want to see in the units? On the GPS, you want to make sure that all the courses are mapped so that when you do go play a course, you can get that map.
That makes such sense to me because I'm personally a GPS person. I'm not the best golfer in the world. And for me, I just like being able to look at the map and have an idea because I don't have a clue where my ball is going to go anyhow, but I figure it's going to go in one direction of some sort. So for me, I prefer the GPS because the rangefinder, I'm not accurate enough.
Well, it's kind of funny because I'm a single handicap golfer, and I actually prefer the GPS. I have both. I have a Tour V2 and an XGC Pro. But for me, A, I play golf really fast, and B, the course we play at frequently has a lot of dog legs. And I want to be able to see around, and the Bushnell GPS that I use, and I've said it on the forum numerous times, I think it's the best in the game by quite a big margin. But I do have both for when I need the exact measurements.
That's the interesting thing. Now you're really getting into what, you know, maybe the future of this category is when you combine lasers and GPS. Because if you are playing a dog leg and you can't get the distance with your laser, the Bushnell XGC GPS unit will allow you to move a little cursor on the screen to find out the exact carry distance you need. And that is really handy to have a GPS. You know, you mentioned, you know, you're not as accurate golf or gal is not as accurate, and you just want to get up there and hit it. And that's one nice thing about GPS. You just glance at it. You know you got some front, center, back readings, and you just play that center yardage, and you just go. But that XGC unit does allow you to scroll all over the hole and get distances that sometimes you cannot get with a laser.
Yeah, I absolutely love that feature.
Yeah, me too. For me, it's just I need to know which club I'm supposed to use. And I have, you know, my little cheat sheet, which tells me, okay, I know that if I pull this club, I can go somewhere in this range of distance. And that's why the GPS for me is perfect.
Right. And you know, getting back to that XGC GPS unit, for the money, that is by far and away the best product out there. It's retailing right now for $250. It's an unbelievable color screen, color maps of the holes. You can move a cursor to get distance to any point on the hole. It gives you front, center, back, how far you hit it. So for the $250, if you compare it to other products to get something similar, you're looking at $300, $350, $400. So it really is a great value for the price.
You're forgetting one feature that I tell people every time. It's got a battery like I've never seen in a GPS unit. I can get close to 7 full rounds of golf without recharging.
Another great point. And it also has the great Bushnell warranty, which no other company has. It's warranty for 2-year limited liability. And really, for the first year, if anything goes wrong, you'll get a new one. So, you know, you're covered completely. It's got the great battery life. Pretty much, they have over 22,000 course maps around the world. So it's a heck of a great product.
Speaking of, you know, that unit, I've said it's my favorite GPS, as I mentioned before, for many different reasons. What makes Bushnell GPS units stand out, and what should we be looking for in the future with the GPS units?
Well, I think what really, you know, makes it stand out.
Let me cut you off for 1 second. I think one of the things that to kind of add to this question is most people, they hear Bushnell, they think rangefinder. They do on our forum, they do on, you know, for everybody we talk to. And their GPS, to me, like I've said, is the best in the category, won an award this year. So I'm curious what could be coming in the future, because it has every bell and whistle I can see right now.
Right. That's a great point. I think, you know, going back to the question of why is Bushnell now a good GPS company? We partnered with a company called iGolf. And iGolf's been in the business for a long time. They've got over 22,000 course maps. And the chip that we actually use in the Bushnell GPS is the best chip out there. It's a GPS chip. So whether or not you're buying our top-of-line XGC for only $250, or if you're even looking at the Neo piece, which is unbelievable product for the price, it retails for $100, you're getting really accurate data. And that's what instantly made Bushnell into a good GPS company, was that partnership. I think down the road, what you're going to see is you're going to see fully loaded units, where you don't have to do any downloading of any type, where you just turn the unit on. Once you charge it up and turn it on, you're going to be able to go to any course, and you'll have, you know, basically all your maps right on the unit. And other companies have already started to do that. I think that's the wave of the future in GPS. Right. Exactly.
I will say one thing also about the GPS unit that I like so much is it's the fastest GPS unit. You pull up to a thing or you walk up to your ball and you have the measurement immediately. It does not take, I know 3 seconds may seem like it's the fastest thing in the world, but when you're sitting there and it's counting down 143, 142, 141, it's a pain in the neck.
It's
and
really
the
frustrating.
Bushnell is so fast.
And you mentioned before you're a fast player, so when you pull up or get to your ball, you're ready to pull your club and make a decision and go. You don't want to have to wait for the GPS to recalibrate. So that's a really good point, and it's very important, and people don't really think about that sometimes. And that unit really is, like I said, I keep reiterating this, but it, for the money and what you get, it's the best GPS out there.
Calling him a fast player is an understatement.
The people at the Florida Golf Outing, they always say, do you mind if we slow down while you play? I'd like to play 18 holes in 2 hours. That's my choice.
You're kind of like me. You don't judge yourself by your score. It's by how fast you played.
That's exactly right. I got stuff to do.
Yeah, exactly. I think more golfers would have more fun if they you know, had that more of that mindset, not worrying about counting every stroke. Get up to your ball and hit it, less thinking, that type of thing.
Well, I figure I'm going to take enough strokes out on the course. I don't need practice swings.
That's true, too.
That is a good point. you pretty much answered the last question that we had, which was you know, we wanted to get some more information about your unique partnership between Bushnell and iGolf and how that makes your GPS units excel.
Yeah, basically what happened was when we went to get the GPS category, we saw that you can't just say, it's not like lasers where, you know, you don't need any special mapping of courses. You don't need anything to do a laser because it works anywhere. And we couldn't just jump into GPS without these course maps. And by partnering with iGolf, we instantly had access to these 22,000 maps, and we had the great distribution for the Bushnell products. And so it was a great partnership for them as well, and it's really worked well so far.
Do you expect the course library to keep continuing to grow?
Yeah, and they're constantly updating courses. And if you have a course for some reason that has been, you know, they redid the course and it hasn't been updated, you can contact your contact iGolf through the iGolf website, and they'll update the course for you. So they're really good about doing that within about 7 to 10 days, getting that taken care of. Most courses are up to date, but like I said, you find some here or there that aren't. You get them, you can get those types of things taken care of pretty quickly.
You're being modest. I asked them to update a course, and it took 48 hours.
See, there you go. I was just trying to under-promise and over-deliver. But they're really good about that. I mean, now that they're not having to focus on any hardware, they can really devote, you know, their resources to what they're good at, which is on the software side. And Bushnell has been starting to really focus its resources on what it's good at, which is the hardware side.
I have one bone to pick, and I'm catching you off guard because I'm going to tell all the listeners out there he has no idea I'm going to ask this question. The XGC Pro has reviews on it. Why aren't they have THP reviews?
THP reviews?
Yeah, our website. Why aren't our product reviews on your device?
Oh, that's a great idea. I don't know. We need to do that. Maybe you can help me with that. I don't know.
We're gonna have to work on that.
We definitely need to work on that.
We want to thank you for joining us, but before you go, we understand that you also are involved in another kind of really cool device called the Tour Tempo.
That's right. My dad and I have a company called Tour Tempo. Its website is tourtempo.com, and it's a really neat concept that's really been helping golfers now for a number of years. And basically, my dad made a discovery while he was looking at video of a lot of tour pros, and he found that a lot of the things that we hold in our minds about tempo aren't really true. For example, a lot of people have been told to swing low and slow. You know, swing, all these different ways of kind of swing slow.
I know, that's how you cook.
Exactly. Exactly. But what we found, if you look at the greatest players in the world, they don't swing low and slow. They actually swing fairly quick. So that's one of the first parts of tour tempo, is that the golf swing tempo is a quicker pace than most of us think. But the really important discovery was he discovered that there's a 3-to-1 ratio of backswing to downswing. So for every 3 parts backswing, there's a 1 part downswing. And then the final piece of this puzzle is that the tour pros are consistent with their tempo. On full swings, they're the same tempo every time. And what you see with the average golfer is they're slow, they have about a 4-to-1 ratio of backswing to downswing, and they're inconsistent. And then what will happen, because their backswing is so slow, because they're thinking of so many thoughts, in their mind, their subconscious will go, well, we got to hit this ball. So they'll rush it from the top. And all of a sudden, someone says to them, well, you're swinging too quick. You need to slow it down even more. So they're going the wrong direction. And so, you know, it's an amazing discovery. And it's a book. My dad wrote a book with Sports Illustrated writer John Garrity. It's been very popular. And what really has helped the golfers is that we created a device that plays audio tones that have basically taken this tempo from the tour pros and put it into a little device that you can listen to 3 tones. The first tone starts your swing. The second tone is for the top of your backswing. The third tone is for impact. And the first thing golfers will tell us is, hey, I can't think of my 20-point checklist when I'm swinging to these tones. So I think that is just a huge breakthrough for golfers to kind of let go of some of these thoughts and to get better tempo.
That's a really cool thing. But I have one question for you. We're supposed to have tempo?
Yeah, exactly. That is even the other part of it. If you think about the average golfer going to the driving range, what are they going to go work on? If they're normal, nothing. They're just kind of whacking away. They don't know what the hell they're doing. If they're somewhat trying to be a good player, they're working on something mechanical. But when does a golfer ever practice his tempo? And really, when you look at it, tempo can become one of the most important parts of the golf swing, but no one ever practices it. For one, they're not even aware of it, but for two, they don't know how. And now with the Tour Tempo device, you can, you know, go to the range, put it on your ear, listen to these tones, and the next thing you know, you're listening to the tempo of the tour pros. So, and if you have an iPhone or an iPod Touch, we now have a Tour Tempo app. So there's now an app for improving your golf swing that really, really helps.
If you are able to actually take away the 3,000 swing thoughts that I have going on in my head.
But keep in mind, hers aren't all swing thoughts. She's thinking about paying bills, what's for dinner.
Yeah. Exactly. You know. But, I mean, yeah, exactly. Taking away all those thoughts and boiling it down to just this. And so that's sort of a neat side benefit is that, yeah, you're working on tempo, but everything else is just cleared out of there because you just can't even – there's no time to even think about the other stuff.
That's so great. And then I'm assuming in that way you'd be able to just continue to build the muscle memory, especially for the newer golfers, because you're just continuing to do the exact same stroke over and over again.
That's right. As you repeat it, now all of a sudden that tempo becomes natural and you start to lock your tempo down. Now that's one less, you know, variable in the golf swing. And if you can get consistent tempo, you can become more of a consistent golfer.
That is great information. Now, again, I believe you said the website. It's www.tourtempo.com.
That's right.
Well, we urge our listeners to head over there and check it out. And we want to thank John from Bushnell for coming on this week. And we look forward to having you again.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We will definitely hook back up and have you on again. And I'm going to look up this thing you call Tempo.
Definitely. Check out the Tour Tempo webpage. I think you'll be amazed. I'm happy to send you one, and you'll see a big difference in your golf game.
That's wonderful. And, of course, you can check out all the Bushnell products as well on their website.
Absolutely.
Bushnellgolf.com.
Yep.
That's right.
Thank you very much. And, again, we look forward to having you on, and we want to thank you for joining us this week.
Will do. Sounds good.
Thanks, John.
We want to thank John from Bushnell for coming on the show. That was really informative, and we definitely want to have him back on again.
Absolutely. And I thought he was spot on with his assessment about people who use rangefinders versus people who use GPS devices, at least for me. I know you use GPS also, and you're a low handicapper. But for me, exactly what he said, I just like to have an idea of where my ball is going, and I like to be able to see the hole. No matter where I'm at.
Well, I'd like to have an idea where my ball is going too, but I usually don't.
Yeah, but yours has a better, more accuracy than mine, that's for sure.
We also want to remind everybody that the Florida Golf Outing is picking up. Registration is still open.
Yes.
But we are more than half full. In fact, we're closer to two-thirds full. And it looks like it's shaping up to be a great time. And if you check out the forum, there's pages and pages and pages of banter back and forth between the people that are coming.
Yeah, there is. People keep spinning off threads on it, too. Everyone's talking about all different things, staying late, coming early. And I think I want to mention that it looks like we're definitely going to do the champion course, which is the one that has had the Ryder Cup, has a PGA championship, and, of course, is where the Honda Classic is played.
That's correct. We are going to play that Saturday, the Saturday round.
Yes.
And outside of that, we have a few announcements that are going to come next week about the outing that I think people are going to want to stay tuned for.
Definitely going to want to stay tuned for.
Yeah, I think everybody will have a good time with that. So for myself and Golfer Gal, unlike us playing from the rough, we hope you're keeping it in the fairway. Bye, everybody.
Bye.